Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeedy, you are just in time. We are only at the beginning of the bonus hour, the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show, with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063.com. So what was the dominant topic of conversation on Capitol Hill today? Not our porous borders, not MS-13 gang members and drug dealers and rapists and everybody else pouring across the border. No, 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 that can wait. We have other things to be concerned with. The Iranians planting mines on ships in the Gulf of Hormuz and possibly interrupting transfer of oil supplies across the world? No. That's not important enough either. No, today is Juneteenth, and that means we must talk about reparations for slavery.
Do you know what today is?
Today's Wednesday.
Right.
But it's also
Juneteenth.
Oh, happy Juneteenth.
Yeah. Happy Juneteenth.
You know what else I just realized?
What's that?
It's showtime.
There you go. Yep. So it was showtime on Capitol Hill today. The question of slavery reparations for black Americans, the subject of a fiery and emotional House Judiciary Committee hearing today, as Democrats called for measures to address what they call America's original sin, while Republicans described those payments as an injustice and almost certainly unconstitutional. The Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties Subcommittee, that's a biggie, held a hearing on H.R. 40, a bill introduced by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat of Texas. Isn't she the one that when she visited NASA and they were showing the Mars rover, asked if it would show the flag that had been planted there by the astronauts? I believe she was. Sheila Jackson Lee to set up a commission to study and develop a response to the question of reparations for slavery. Democrats such as former President Barack Obama, 2016 failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, opposed such a costly plan in the past. But it's a new day, you know, amid a steady shift in the party to the left and beyond. The issue has been given new life with endorsements from 2020 hopefuls and others, though details remain vague as to what form such reparations should take, with estimates for a controversial direct payment to slave descendants running into the trillions of dollars. Quote, "The role of the federal government in supporting the institution of slavery and subsequent discrimination directed against blacks is an injustice that must be formally acknowledged and addressed," Jackson Lee said. Funny, you could have fooled me. I figured it had been addressed. "I just simply ask, why not and why not now?" said the brilliant Jackson Lee. Spartacus Senator Cory Booker, who is running for president and has introduced a version of Jackson Lee's bill in the Senate, said it is wrong to present the issue as one American writing a check for another, and called on lawmakers to deal with what he said is continued racism in America. citing racial disparities on issues such as health and education. He said America has a criminal justice system that is indeed a form of new Jim Crow. Well, if anybody ought to recognize new Jim Crow, it ought to be a member of the party that promoted the old Jim Crow, and that would be the Democrats. Quote, "And so we as a nation have not yet truly acknowledged and grappled with racism and white supremacy that has tainted this country's founding and continues to persist in those deep racial disparities and inequalities today." Yeah, look at the way, for instance, people of color are prejudicially kept out of colleges, right? Oh, no, wait a minute. We actually give them special consideration in getting into college. My mistake. Republicans, meanwhile, recognized the horrors of slavery, but said that reparations were not the way forward. Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, was booed and heckled during his remarks. Good thing he was treated with civility. "Putting aside the injustice of monetary reparations from current taxpayers for the sins of a small subset of Americans from many generations ago, the fair distribution of reparations would be nearly impossible when one considers the complexity of the American struggle to abolish slavery." He quoted a former NAACP assistant director in calling reparations an illogical, diversionary, and paltry way out for guilt-ridden whites, and was booed for saying such measures would almost certainly be unconstitutional on their face. Aren't the Democrats the ones who were talking about how Trump is being so divisive? And yet, here they go again. His remarks echo those of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who said yesterday he didn't agree with plans for reparations. "I think we're always a work in progress in this country, but no one currently alive was responsible for that, and I don't think we should be trying to figure out how to compensate for it. First of all, it would be pretty hard to figure out who to compensate. No, I don't think reparations are a good idea." And considering that there were African Americans who were slave owners as well, should their descendants be included in reparations? Good question. At another point in the hearing, Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert accused Democrats of having racists in the ranks decades ago and added, "It is important that we know our history and we not punish people for the sins of their predecessors in the Democratic Party." At that point, someone in the audience shouted out, "You lie." "Oh, yeah? Well, tell that to, say, former Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia." Activist and actor Danny Glover, always looking for the spotlight, testified at the hearing, as did author Ta-Nehisi Coates, who wrote an influential 2014 essay on the subject and criticized McConnell by name in today's hearing. He said that America was paying out pensions to heirs of Civil War veterans into this century and still honors 100-year-old treaties. So they had quite a showdown. And it's much ado about nothing. Meantime, Pocahontas, Senator Elizabeth Warren, has gone a step further and said that Native Americans should be part of the conversation. And, of course, we all know she has Native American blood. She has 1,024th Native American blood. The caution about specific cash payments from Democrats reflects an opposition to such measures from the public at large. A Fox News poll in April found 60% of Americans oppose paying cash reparations to descendants of slaves, and only 32% support it. The poll also found that among Democrat primary voters, 54% said they were likely to support a candidate who backed reparations, while one-third said they were not likely to do so. So there's the latest joke from the Democrat Party. They are the party that knows all about Jim Crow. They institutionalized it. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more here in the bonus hour on Hump Day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What? Oh, hall. Welcome back. Great to have you along here. The Wednesday evening Bobby Mac Show in the bonus hour in on my text line. Bobby, I am a white male. My ancestors, who were also white males, came here as slaves. Am I going to be discriminated against and not get a share of the reparations? Well, you know, there was a time in this country, 18th century, when many people who came from Ireland, Scotland, England, etc., and other Western European countries came as what was called indentured servitude. You would work for the landowner for whatever period of time, usually I think a period of about 7 years, and then at the end of that time you would get some land and you'd be freed from your indentured servitude. What about those folks? Can their relatives be? Now, granted, they weren't treated as badly as slaves in America, but you know, they still were indentured servitudes. Bobby, let's not forget that American Indians also owned slaves, and those slaves did not get freed until years later. Hey, Bobby Mac, reparations were paid by the Civil War soldiers that lost their lives fighting to end slavery. Next case. Bob, my white family was running from slavery, too, and didn't get here until the 1900s. I've been denied financial aid because I'm white. I don't believe I owe blacks a penny. Bobby, why should I have to pay for something that neither me nor my family benefited from? Bobby, I'll go along with reparations if all that receive it serve as a slave for at least a year in the service to their entire country. From Scott in Taylor's. Bobby, how many slaves were freed at the end of the war, and how many Northern soldiers died to free the slaves? Sounds to me like the slaves of the descendants of the Northern soldiers. Bobby, affirmative action is reparation, as I referenced about getting admission to colleges and such. Bobby, I have no problem paying anyone who can prove they were slaves. They should be paid by their owner. Bobby, why can't we ever figure out you can't solve a problem merely by throwing money at it? Bobby, is Sheila Jackson Lee related to Robert E. Lee? I don't believe so. We haven't run the DNA here, but I think I'm safe in saying she is not related to General Lee. If she hates slavery so much, why has she not changed her last name? Bobby, I can guarantee John McCain would be disappointed with Lindsey Graham's connection with President Trump. Oh, my. Bobby, it finally happened. There was a literal bonehead in the news from John in Easley. Thank you, John. Bobby, remember, whenever facing an ant infestation in an airplane, the first thing to do, you should tweet about it. Right. Bobby, if the cart hit the roof, that is the serving cart, where did the flight attendant go? Also bounced off the roof. Well. Oh, yeah, and somebody else had tweeted earlier about previous texter joking about the bones identifying as female, but it's only a matter of time before the bones of a female will be recovered, and we will find out later that the deceased person did not identify as female, and the media will then apologize for ever having referred to the victim as female. This is almost getting more confusing than you can follow. Bobby, I'm adopted and my birth records are sealed. Can I identify as a slave and get some money? Worth a shot. Take a try. Bobby, this entire concept of reparations is, in effect, an attack on racism, but I don't think it will minimize racism. Bobby, I have no doubt some American slaves were treated very well. There were some brutal slave owners as well, yeah, but there are also some very kind slave owners, regardless of whether slave ownership is moral or not. Bobby, not just white, but also black people who work and pay taxes will be footing the bill for the Democrats who never had slaves to give a handout to people who were never slaves to get their votes. No thanks. Bobby, a majority of slaves were being freed before the war started. A civil war was not started to free the slaves, but rather the North's desire to tax the South. There were still slaves in the North after the war. Bobby, I believe reparations has more to do with the government laundering and skimming money than it does any form of justice. And also in on the text line, reparations should a dollar amount for each slave and divided among all identified descendants, then we should abolish the NAACP. Oh, my gosh, people, the war between the states was not fought over slavery. It was fought for states' rights in the states, had the right at that time to own slaves. Robert E. Lee did not own slaves. His wife did. He was not fighting to keep slaves. He was fighting for his home state of Virginia. I think I am caught up now with the text line. Oh, one more note on this business with AOC claiming that ICE is running concentration camps on the border and then doubling down by mentioning the internment of Japanese Americans during the Second World War. The Auschwitz Memorial has now asked Alexandria Cortez and a number of journalists who defended her controversial comparison of U.S. border facilities to concentration camps in Nazi Germany to better educate themselves on the subject after a number of Jewish groups criticized her comparison. Julia Ioffe, a writer at the openly left-wing New Republic, who was fired from Politico for an obscene missive about President Trump, said that as a Jew, she found no issue with the remarks, sending out a message, "Hi, actual Jew here who lost dozens of relatives in the Holocaust. Concentration camps predated the Holocaust. For example, the Soviets had them before the Nazis." In addition, BSNBC host Chris Hayes said that people criticizing occasional Cortex should learn some actual history. Oh, really, Chris? If you spend a few minutes learning some actual history, you will find out that concentration camps are different from death camps. Yeah, sure. And have a history that both predates and extends far past the Nazis. You know, it's amazing the lengths these people will go to defend these loony lefties. Occasional Cortex has said that the United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. Yeah, well, those at the Auschwitz Memorial would not agree, AOC. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, got a little testy on the View today. Cat fight on the set. Expected hair pulling to be the next phase, but it did get ugly there for a while between Meghan McCain and Joyless Behar. We will share some of that for you coming up momentarily here. In on the text line, hey, Bobby, AOC, show us the receipts for the slaves your family owned before you jump on the Me Too bus. Bob, I guess they just don't get. The people in concentration camps were captured and forced there, you idiots. Nobody on the border is forced to be there. They can leave the country at any time. And by the way, they're not being starved. They're not being tortured. They're not being worked to death. Bobby, ICE should go to that idiot's office with a reporter and a camera crew and make her prove her idiotic concentration camp comment for the record. Hey, Bobby, my grandmother's family owned all the land around Woodruff Road and Holland Road, lost during the war between the states. We had to pay taxes on the land during Reconstruction. Maybe we should get some recompensation for that as well. Hey, Bobby, what reparations do Jews get? Bob, what about the white and Chinese slaves? What do they get? Bobby, how much of the reparation hearings today on the Hill were devoted to the descendants of the Irish slaves that were brought over here years ago? I'm telling you, there is no end to this stuff, you know, and if it's in the least divisive, then the Democrats are going to jump all over it. Meantime, on today's The View, co-hosts Meghan McCain and Joy Behar had a screaming match over President Trump's rally kicking off his 2020 campaign in Orlando last night. McCain said, well, there are people lining up 40 hours before the event. And Behar interrupted, they bust them in. And McCain said, no, it's not. That's fake news. Well, it went downhill from there. Here is a bit of the byplay as the catfight ensued on The View.
One of my producers this morning.
This is Meghan McCain speaking first.
Was saying, why do people love him so much? And I was like, sometimes it's not just that they love Trump so much. It's that they hate the same things Trump hates. That's what's going
Black people, you mean? And immigrants?
No, I mean...
Who do they hate? Who do they
you know
hate?
What? You know what, Joy? I really come here every day open-minded just trying to explain it. Okay. And it's not a fun job for
but
me every day.
But who do they hate?
I know you're angry. I get it that you're angry that Trump's president. Angry that Trump's president, like a lot of people are.
I'm angry about every single thing he's doing.
But I don't think yelling at me is going to fix the problem, okay? I just said that it was hard for me to watch. Yes, I just said it was hard for me to watch Lindsey Graham, who I considered an uncle for a long time,
okay? But then you're talking about the Trump supporters.
But I'm trying to explain why 2020 is not in the bag for you.
It's not. Okay, guys, okay. 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 It's a great discussion, and we can go back to it. I just need everybody to take a beat. this. It's
but being
just,
a sacrificial just, Republican every day, well, I'm just trying
listen,
to.
Here's the thing.
Don't feel bad for me, because I'm paid to do this. Okay? Don't feel bad
right,
for me.
Before he headed to Florida.
Meghan McCain slipped in the B word there to Behar and to the other panelists who constantly pound on her and gang up her. Quote, don't feel bad for me, bitch. End quote. Now, Meghan McCain is not, yeah, she's not one of my all-time favorites, but at least, you know, she goes on there and she's being well paid to do it. But have to give her some kudos for being able to sit there every day and suffer the slings and arrows of the lunacy of the Whoopi Goldbergs and joyless Behars of the world. And I don't blame her for finally reaching the saturation point. You know, don't feel bad for me, bitch. Okay. Well, you know, you don't have to sugarcoat it, Meghan. You can, go ahead and express yourself. Tell us how you really feel. Bobby, between you and me, my money is on Meghan McCain. Yeah, really. Bobby, that's really painful to listen to. How could anyone in their right mind watch that show? Beats me. Bobby, slavery has been a common denominator throughout human history. America's black slaves are the first to have had a war fought to free them. Bob asked occasionally conscious up there in the house. That would be AOC. That's not bad either. I use occasional cortex, but I like occasionally conscious as well. Ask occasionally conscious up there in the house if she understands what indentured servants were. That's how some of my relatives got over to this country. Bobby, when you get right down to it, AOC is the gift that keeps on giving to the Republican Party. I think there's no question about that. Bob, let's ask AOC if we can compare Pelosi villages to concentration camps. Jesus, this stuff. I'm telling you, it's just, you know, it's worth the price of admission. It really is. While we're on the subjects of goofy stuff, I was hanging on to this one until we get into the bonus hour today, because it is not necessarily totally friendly for family listening. Veteran PGA Tour golfer and multiple major tournament winner Phil Mickelson, he loves media stuff. And now he has started something new. I guess this is on Twitter, or maybe it's on Instagram, one or the other. But in any event, he started these things called Fireside with Phil, which is it's sort of a play on FDR's old Fireside Chats. Only the Fireside with Phil Mickelson is a candle sitting next to him. And in these various interludes, that he is talking about various experiences over his years on the tour. He began with one that I had never heard about before, but certainly found fascinating. Phil Mickelson, in his Fireside with Phil first chat today on the internet, talks about an experience at the Memorial Tournament, the one run by Jack Nicklaus, in Ohio. Here is Fireside with Phil Mickelson.
My first story took place during the Memorial Tournament back in 2006 or so. Our second round was interrupted by weather and darkness, and we had to reconvene the next morning at around 7 in the morning. I'm on the sixth hole, and the tour official is cutting a new hole, but we haven't finished our round yet. We have to play to the same hole location. So I raise my hand and say, "Hey, we're not done." And the rules official raises his hand, acknowledges that he heard me, but continues to cut a new hole. So I walk further up and I say, "Hey, we're not done." And again, he puts his hand up to acknowledge he hears me, but continues to cut a new hole. So finally, I walk right up close to the edge green, just on the other side of a lake, and I said, "We're not done." He stands up in disgust and puts his hands on his hips and says, "Someone took a dump in the cup." Very well then, carry on.
Hard to believe, but I guess another true golf experience from Fireside with Phil Mickelson. Maybe actually in the category of TMI, more information than we really wanted to know about. But, you know, as we say, Phil, thanks for sharing. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back to wrap things up here on Hump Day.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
Oh, I certainly hope not, especially not here at supper time. 7:10 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Let's go to the phones here as we enter the closing minutes of the bonus hour. Said to Spartanburg and bring in Jim on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Jim, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. It's my second time calling in. What a privilege.
My pleasure.
I keep hearing and have heard for many years, the Civil War was fought over states' rights, but it was so much deeper than that.
Yes.
The real cause was that the South was paying in almost or over 80% of the entire federal revenue. And the Morrill Tariff Act was going to put even more financial pressure on the South. In the meantime, Northern industrialists were paying their people $6 a week, and they had to provide their own food, medical, clothing, and shelter, where that was provided here. And, you know, the so-called slaves, they had the right of free enterprise. They could make their goods and everything, take them in town, sell them. A lot of the plantations had hospitals. And I would invite everyone to, if the book is still available, is an autobiography of former Governor Hammond, South Carolina, and they can see how well he treated his slaves, visiting with them and taking care of them when a sickness was running through the camp. I mean, he lived right there with them, took care of them. You know, and back then, a healthy, strong male would fetch today's equivalent of, $100,000. You know, I just always found it hard to believe anybody would pay $100,000 for anything, horse, person, whatever, and beat them. I mean, it's, you know, and cotton is kicked in the cool of the fall, not the blazing heat that Oprah will have us believe. And I want to just invite everybody to get the book, The Uncivil War. And I regret I cannot remember who the author is, but you can, I believe you can find it on Amazon. And it is so chock full of facts that would turn this whole slavery thing and the reason for the Civil War on its head. You know, the reason for the Civil War, Lincoln unleashed 70,000 of his goons on Fort Sumter. That was the reason for the war. and you know, the cause was, you know, like I say, the states were getting tired of paying so much money into the federal government.
Well, as with so many things that have transpired through history. Somebody smarter than me once said that history is written by the winners, and that is
That is
certainly correct. And it's much easier to promote an idea if you boil it down and simplify it as much as you possibly can. And it's a substantially easier sell, if you will, for the historians of the left, you know, the People's History of the United States and all those other propaganda books, to merely simplify it by saying that it was solely about slavery. And as you correctly point out, there were tons of other economic issues, pressures on the South, which was an agrarian economy as opposed to the industrialized North. And all of these things were factors that went into what led to what Grandma Hughes used to refer to as the late unpleasantness. So to just simplify it and say it was merely one thing only would not be accurate, as it wouldn't be about the beginning of any other conflict. World War One, the War of the Roses, the War of 1812, you name it. It's always a combination of events and actions that lead up to shots being fired.
Can I squeeze in one other fact before I let you go?
Sure.
The South Carolina Constitution stated that from that time on, people in South Carolina could only buy a slave from within the state.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that slavery was unpopular. It was on the way out. And what the South, or at least South Carolina, favored was the European model, which was gradual emancipation with compensation.
Right.
But that didn't happen. And, of course, all the folks that were freed up couldn't find a job. There was no job.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember reading somewhere, and I can't remember where now, that in the Confederate States of America Constitution, it called for the freeing of the slaves within 6 months.
Say I read that, but I mean I don't doubt it because you know slavery was on the way out.
Sure, yep.
I mean it was just unpopular.
Yep.
Well, thanks for letting me bend your ear, Bobby, and I hope everyone has learned something. And again, the book is called The Uncivil War.
Gotcha. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here this evening. In on the text line, Bob, instead of cash reparations for the descendants of slaves, give them a reduced income tax rate for the same amount of time slavery existed in the U.S. Bob, about Phil Mickelson. So there's a birdie, a bogey, and a mulligan. How do we categorize this one, Bob? What is it, a poopy? I certainly hope not. Time for me to make way. We are about to head to the underground command post. I'll see you back on Monday. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello. I must be going.
What?
I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.